Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 1st, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us that divine wisdom, wisdom that will carry this county to highest heights, not only this court, but every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep those loved ones fighting for our democracy, maintaining our front around the world. Help their families to be strong and in your bosom. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order, and we're going to begin under 172nd District Court, and item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Mr. Joe W. Jackson for 11 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County's 172nd District Court and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. I see his whole court. Where's Joe? There he is. I'm looking on the back row, and you're up on the second row. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Joe, if you'd come up here, Judge Floyd, you'd come up here, and Commissioner Alford's going to read a resolution.
You can come up to the podium there. It's resolution. It says, whereas Mr. Joe Jackson began as bailiff of the 172nd District Court in 2004 and has devoted 11 years of his life serving the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Mr. Jackson, through hard work and commitment to excellence, has done an outstanding job as bailiff of the 172nd District Court. And whereas Mr. Jackson has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the 172nd District Court, Mr. Jackson is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and we, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Mr. Jackson for his dedicated service as a valuable employee for Jefferson County and wish him well in his retirement. Signed this day by the Honorable Court of Jefferson County. Mr. Jackson, it's been a pleasure. And Judge, the reason I wanted to read this, I used to always see this man when I first came here, get on the elevator, he'd go get his ice. And I would say, how you doing, mister? And he said, it's Jackson. But more important than that, he's always a friendly individual, and there's a smile on his face, and we're going to miss you. And I want to make sure that this court gave you your due day, and we appreciate your 11 years were great years for us as a whole and the citizens of this county. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir. As judge of the 172nd District Court, I'd like to say Joe has done an outstanding job. He's been a dedicated employee, a real good person. If you've been to our court lately, he initiated the change in the seating. It's a beautiful courtroom initiated by Joe. He's always been consistent, on time, every day, doing his job. So it's really a pleasure for me to have an opportunity to stand next to him when he's going to retire, and I wish him well.
I just want to thank everyone. I've enjoyed my stay here. I'm going to miss you guys, and thank you again.
Would you like to introduce your family that's here with you, Joe?
Okay, I have my wife, Judy, my son, Brandon, my daughter, Nelda, my two grandsons, Jasmine and Xavier, my daughter-in-law, I'm also my grandson, my granddaughter, and my daughter-in-law, Andrew.
Yeah, Officer Jackson, you're not getting off that easy. You know what, we work together, and I'm going to say a name that's going to probably make you want to, you know, go back to teaching, Joe Taylor. I was telling some people about that day in the office where he's two times the size of me, and he tore the front office up at the, he's laughing, broke up some benches, and the fight started on the left, and you took off to the right. And I think that's when Judge Floyd hired you in that court, because you got he's laughing. Anybody? So I'm going to say his name, because nobody knew him, Joe Taylor. So you left him there with me, but I tamed him. Thank you.
I knew you would.
You remember? Good luck, Joe. One more time. Yes.
All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Dune Restoration. This is funded by round 2.2 of the federal disaster funding that comes through the Texas General Land Office and administered by them. Item B is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file contract for food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with Five Star Correctional Services, Inc., as shown in the pricing on Attachment A. Item C is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of a 2005 Toyota Prius Hybrid from Sheriff to Airport as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. Item D is to consider and possibly approve the interdepartmental transfer of a 1999 GMC dump truck and a 2000 Chevy dump truck from Road and Bridge Precinct 1 to Road and Bridge Precinct 3 as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of a 1993 Ford dump truck from Road and Bridge Precinct 3 to Road and Bridge Precinct 1 as authorized by the Local Government Code. And item F is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case being Goodwill Industries. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute an insurance policy for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport for hangar keepers liability coverage with the ACE group. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for Health and Welfare 2 for furniture and equipment purchases for the new office that's being funded by the Hurricane Ike Round 2 disaster funding. Round 1, excuse me. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for the treasurer for replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk's office for construction in the amount of $3,835. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for community supervision for additional cost on tablets in the amount of $400. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for Port Arthur maintenance for additional cost for janitor supplies in the amount of $1,500. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the replacement of a truck in the amount of $23,800. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 407660 through 407925 for the period ending May 25th, and check numbers 407926 through 408114 for the period ending today. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved by Commissioner Alfred. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now under County Commissioners, item A is to Considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the Hampshire Finette Independent School District for a roadway easement on Borough Wingate Road for ingress and egress to the elementary school. Item B is to receive and file executed First Amendment to the RV Park Management Agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and I-10 Park LLC that we did last week. Item C is considering possibly approving order amending the order designating the project Weldon Reinvestment Zone. Item D is to receive and file executed property tax agreement between Jefferson County and BASF Total Petrochemicals LLC. Item E is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an amendment to the TEA 21 Congressional High Priority Projects Program between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Transportation for the improvement of State Highway 87 from State Highway 124 on the Bolivar Peninsula and to the east to Sabine Pass, Texas. Item F is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Gerald L. Stewart for 17 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Adult Probation Department and wishing him well in his retirement. Item G is to consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Golden Pass Products LLC for train one of the expansion project pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item H will be tabled until next week to allow MIS to get some comparative pricing with the Department of Information Services before we execute that contract for these Ethernet lines. Item I is to receive and file a memorandum of understanding executed between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont to ensure delivery of health care and medications during a health emergency. Item J is considering possibly approve the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2006. Well, I'm going to take that separately. Item K is to discuss the two, when we'll take that separately also. Do I have a motion on items A through I under Commissioner? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. There being none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We do have a representative of the Hampshire Finette School District here today. We appreciate you being here. We're happy that we can work together. I know that those traffic issues out there by the school have been a problematic over the years, and Commissioner Weaver's looked at it, and I'm glad y'all worked together and have found something that'll cure the problem. We're also happy to have several representatives of Golden Pass LNG here today. We're looking forward. This approval that's given today is for the first train, and we'll work in the coming weeks to have agreements approved on the remaining trains, but we're looking forward to you getting your permit from the federal government and getting this started. It's going to be a huge job creator here in Jefferson County, and it's going to hopefully be there for many, many more years to come and be shot in the arm from an economic development standpoint. But we appreciate your presence here today. Rennie, would you like to introduce everybody? Robert?
We have one of our big supporters from the area, which is Jim Rich, our Chamber of Commerce president, who joined us today also. But way to the right, y'all's left, is Peyton Keith. He's our local on-the-ground public affairs arm for Golden Pass, works with Rennie DeVille. Also public affairs for Golden Pass. Going back to the left, we have Randy Chisholm. Randy is our vice president of operations for the terminal and 69-mile associated pipeline that we operate today. We have David Williams, who's the senior project executive for the project, the expansion project, the engineering and design. We're moving forward very swiftly on that right now. And then we have Bill Davis. He's our project executive. He's been in charge of being up there in Washington, D.C., helping to move these authorizations along. So, Judge, I and Commissioners, we just appreciate your consideration, and thank you so much for your support in the past as you have today. Thank you.
We're looking forward to getting started. The permitting process didn't move nearly as quickly as we would have liked, but we know that y'all have been very patient and diligent in your efforts, and we appreciate that. And we're also thankful for Jim, obviously, as he winds up his time as executive at the Beaumont Chamber of Commerce. One of the things I'm thankful about at the Chambers of Commerce in Jefferson County is even though this project's located in Port Arthur, you know, he's always been a big cheerleader for economic development wherever it takes place in the county. And so he's going to be missed, even though I know he's going to stay around and work with our economic development initiative and our SBA program. So we're happy to have him remaining here in Beaumont.
And the ship deepening and widening for Sabine Nature.
That's right. We're looking forward to that getting started. All righty. Item J is to consider and possibly approve the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2016 New York County District Attorney's Sexual Assault Backlog Elimination Grant. That's a fully funded grant request in the amount of approximately $800,000, requires no cash match from the county. Linda, would you like to come up here, please? You can give us a little background on this.
Sure. This is a grant that is designed to eliminate sexual assault kit backlogs. But here in Jefferson County and for the counties in our surrounding areas, for all the counties that the crime lab serves, we don't have a backlog of untested sexual assault kits. What the crime lab is going to use this money for is to test those kits that were submitted a very long time ago and that were subjected to the forensic testing that was available at that time, which was not including DNA analysis at that time. So we still have these samples, and we're going to hopefully, if we get this grant, use this money to have those samples DNA tested and uploaded into CODIS, the DNA database system for Texas.
Is that going to open up new cold cases or solve old cases or exonerate prisoners, let me say that?
That is what we hope for, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. On this grant, is this a 1 year, 5 year?
It's a 2 year project grant.
Did it anticipate that would it create any new position?
No, sir.
Okay. All righty. Okay, do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Thank you,
Ms. Johnson. Under Human Resources, item A is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file revisions to Jefferson County Personnel Policies and Procedures Manual, Section 6.3, Operation of Jefferson County Vehicles, and the revision will eliminate the defensive driving requirement.
Can we kind of elaborate on this just a little bit?
Come on up, Ms. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that.
Carrie, and I guess because at one point in time before we moved to service, and I used to always notice the wrecked vehicles over there, does removing this cause us any pallet problems with lawsuits and things of that nature? And I might need to be asking Kathleen, has she reviewed it and given okay on it, because I didn't see that. But both of you guys, is a question that's kind of open-ended.
Well, I don't know that anything's going to reduce the possibility of a lawsuit, Commissioner. In terms of lawsuits, you know as well as I do, they can be filed by anybody at any time for any reason. What this is more of a money and time-saving issue. We were first approached by the Sheriff's Department regarding the number of people, the amount of money that it cost for their officers to present and put this on, as well as the man hours that are actually, we actually take people out of service going through this course. In the time that the Risk Management Department, since we've taken over a part of the vehicle accident, trying to resolve those claims. I certainly haven't seen a decrease due to people going to defensive driving. I think the fact that we are proposing to eliminate it for all county drivers versus having those who are involved in an accident take that course at their own expense, I think that will serve as more of a learning tool and a deterrent to future accidents, and that's our hope at this point.
Mr. Erickson and I talked about it briefly. It's my understanding that this change is going to be for the defensive driving that you have to take before you can drive a vehicle.
But that's correct. Before you can actually drive a county-owned vehicle.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, do we have a motion on that item? Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? All righty. Which brings us to our last item under Commissioner's Court, which is to discuss anticipated revenue and budget worksheets. Have we gotten any new news from the appraisal district since our last discussion?
No new news on the revenue side. You know, the preliminary did come in, and we were about $6.8 million down based on preliminary. Right now, we still have a few departments turning in, still need to turn in their budget worksheets. Don and I will sit down shortly and go through the capital project list. I think just based on looking at the preliminary list, we don't have too many new projects other than the possible siphon project. Seems to be one. We're going to try to shuffle some money around that we have available and set aside already to try to fund that. Got to estimate. We'll bring in more news in the future on what the estimate's going to be.
I guess, Patrick, we need to make sure we are looking. I look at, in my mind, Harris County, I look at Hayes County, I look at Tarrant County, and those Travis County, and those floods. We need to make sure that we understand, as a public and as an elected body, that it's not just hurricanes that counties has to be prepared for when disasters hit.
I will say that I hope all the county elected officials and department heads. One thing I have come to recognize in these last 8.5 years is that the county is much like a big clock. It's got all these gears that have to move together. And I know that the sheriff's department can't work without the DA's department, and DA can't work without the courts, and the courts can't work without the clerks, and everybody here is interdependent. Of course, we all depend on the tax assessor to bring us our revenue then, but this is a year where I hope all department head and elected officials will pull together to try to recognize as many budgetary savings as you possibly can so that we can not be put in a position where we have to spend in the reserves as we did last year. And certainly I don't see any inclination on the part of anybody in the commissioner's court to adjust the tax rate upwards. So we want to make it through what we hope is a temporary decrease in the price of a barrel of oil that's led to our reduced revenues this year. And so I know the commissioner's court would sincerely appreciate everybody's assistance with that. And that completes our regular agenda. Does any other member of the court have anything to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? We're happy to have Tucker Ferguson, our area engineer with TxDOT, here with us today. We always appreciate the relationship we have with TxDOT. We just wish you'd spend more money here.
That's right. Good news.
But we are looking forward to the overpass on I-10 getting cranked up. Do you have any anticipated timetable on the letting of that contract? Please come up.
I could just make a few comments. And that project, I was here about a year ago to talk about the I-10 overpass on Major Drive, and we're scheduled right now to have that project let in July of this year. That was one of the recipients of the Proposition 1 funding that was approved last year by the voters in November, and we had that project ready to go. So we're finalizing the plans on that project, and it's scheduled to go in July of this year. One other project that I have a handout here, Judge, that I will be glad to give to you is one. It was awarded last week by the Transportation Commission. It's the State Highway 87 Intercoastal Canal Bridge Rehabilitation Project. Contract was awarded last Thursday to SCR Construction for about $3.4 million, and that's to strip the paint and make some necessary repairs on that bridge. And lastly, I would like to say, as Commissioner Alford had mentioned about the floods, all across the state, we have suffered a significant flooding event. And maybe not in our part of the state as it was severe in other parts of the state, but I know that our staff have been out working some flooded roads and Jefferson County staff as well. And we appreciate the cooperation that we have between the two staffs, and because many times they're putting their own safety on the line as they go out to make road closures and repairs. So we appreciate that partnership. And hopefully we won't see any of those with hurricane season happening and starting today. But we'll be prepared if that does come to pass. So I thank you for the mention of the flooding and I appreciate the partnership that we have with Jefferson County.
Also, Tucker, I want to thank you, Texas, you know, TxDOT, as well as Golden Pass and Sempra. I think Mr. Rayo, we have a collaboration on 87 to make sure it's safe when they put in those LNG facilities. Mr. Rayo has led a charge to make sure our boat launches and everything where people can leave and come safely, along with Golden Pass and Sempra, in the planning stage of those new facilities coming online to make sure that TxDOT's involved in the safety aspect of that.
Yes, sir. We attended the resource agency meeting last week, and I was able to attend one of the public meetings as well, just to make sure that we're informed of what they're doing and how it fits into the plan that we have for our roadway on State Highway 87, so it all works together and come through with a successful project.
Well, I just want to publicly thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do need to mention that we recently completed a new boat launch at Keith Lake and a saltwater fish pass basketball at Keith Lake was recently completed, and all that work was completed thanks to the generosity of Golden Pass, Sempra Energy, Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. We're extremely appreciative for their partnership in those projects. So, anything else? All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you.